Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by the Vocaster from Focusrite. Ever wonder why this podcast sounds so good even though I'm recording in my non-sound-treated apartment? It's because of an audio interface called the Vocaster from Focusrite. The Vocaster is the easiest way to bring broadcast-quality sound to your podcast. You can easily set recording levels, enhance your voice, connect your phone to record calls or stream to apps, connect your camera, and more. Discover the Vocaster today by going to focusrite.com. That's focusrite.com. Welcome to the show. Ariel here. Happy, happy new year. I really hope you had a great holiday season. I'm very excited to be back to share our first podcast recommendations of 2023 with you. Before we get to that, let's review last week's podcast recommendations for earbuds. Or if you like dad jokes, they're also last year's podcast recommendations. Our curator last week and last year was Chris Mancini. He shared podcast episodes with us that will help you wind down, de-stress, and even fall asleep. The theme was called You're Getting Sleepy, and these podcasts guided us through a bunch of relaxing stories with soothing narration. We listened to Chris's show, The Quiet Journeys of Professor Atwood. We heard about the shows Nothing Much Happens and Sleep With Me. We also listened to Welcome to Night Vale, and we closed it out with Get Sleepy. Did you have a chance to listen to any of these podcast recs from Chris? If you missed it, you can find his podcast picks on our website, earbuds.audio. But if you did have a chance to listen to that list of episodes, did you find a new favorite show? Something that made you fall asleep? If the answer is yes, I would love to know that. You can email me. Just send an email to ariel@earbuds.audio. Now, on to this week's recommendations. Our theme comes to us from curator Jessica Alpert, founder of Rococo Punch, a podcast production company. The theme she chose is called Game Show Podcast Recommendations. The podcasts that she selected are a great way to test your knowledge, challenge yourself, and have fun listening to audio versions of game shows. In a bit, we'll hear from Jessica. We'll learn about her podcast recommendations and why she chose them. After that, I'll tell you about this week's Spotlight podcast pick. The show is called Skyline Drive, and it's a show about astrology and why people keep looking to the stars for answers. After our Spotlight pick, we've got a fiction podcast pairing from our friends at Realm Media. Then I'll share some podcast industry news before we close the show out for the week and send you off to listen to more podcasts. Here is Jessica Alpert with this week's podcast picks.
Hi, my name is Jessica Alpert, and I'm thrilled to be this week's curator. I'm the co-founder of Rococo Punch, which is an audio content creation company based in Boston, but with fabulous producers all over the country. We are probably best known for our originals, including The Turning, The Sisters Who Left, about Mother Teresa's former right-hand lady. Check it out if you haven't. And Welcome to Provincetown, which is a really amazingly fun show about a summer in Provincetown, Massachusetts. And we also do a lot of healthy work for hire, like the Pitchfork Review. We also did a fun show called Finding Raffi. That's just the beginning of what we're doing. But I'm talking to you now because we actually created, along with Wondery, a game show called The Queen of Hearts. And it is a wild, raunchy, fun experience that you can actually play along with. And it's a blind dating game show. So anyway, I heartily recommend it for anyone over 18. But before we get to that, I want to talk about my picks. So this week, I wanted to talk about the theme game shows because I think it's a really great way to start the year. I think a lot of people are thinking about what they want from the year, and maybe you're not really ready to listen to something super heavy. So everything I picked is either, you know, sort of mindless in a good way or thought-provoking and in a good way. So these are people who are either creating game shows or thinking about them and analyzing them. And so I started with Spectacle, which is just a really great series, and the season about reality TV, which is just so fascinating. And whether you love or hate The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, you have to admit it's like a brilliant, there's some brilliant casting going on. And casting is something we've had to really start thinking about for Queen of Hearts in a way that we never had considered in the past. And so this episode of Spectacle analyzes The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and tries to understand its allure and really goes back in time to understand where it comes from, what, you know, the genesis of the show is. And it's a really great episode. The whole series is great, but that's a really fun episode. The next choice is This American Life. And I wanted to talk about this really fun recent episode called It's a Game Show. And so it's a really interesting way that the team decided to think about an episode and to present it in the form of a game show. But what I really love was the last episode, rather the last segment, about Normal Gossip, which is for sure 2022's like belle of the ball, a really fun show about gossip and all the things that go along with it. And so I really love this segment because it talks about like, well, how do we get people comfortable talking about these really intimate stories to them? And so it's a really fun exploration of how do you get a guest comfortable? Why start with a game? Games are so healthy in that way. Then I picked the Family Road Trip Trivia podcast because I'm a mom. I have twin 10-year-olds. And, you know, you wouldn't believe this, but after even 8 hours of driving, the iPhone and the iPad get old. And, you know, the playlist is just deeply disputed. So sometimes I'm like, we need a refresher. And so we do trivia podcasts in addition to a lot of other podcasts. But the Family Road Trip Trivia podcast is just great. It's great. And it also provokes a lot of conversation. And a recent episode I loved is the 90s episode, because of course, that is my life, the 90s. And it's important for my kids to know where I come from, whether they think it's important or not. So that was a really fun episode. And then, I mean, I couldn't do a game show playlist without Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, you know, the legacy NPR show that is just, you know, a really interesting study in how to create something that just works across generations. And what I love about Wait, Wait is that it has never stopped innovating or reinventing itself. It's an incredibly fluid show, and I love how producers are also thinking about, well, who's funny right now and who represents humor right now? So whether it's their, you know, Not My Job guest or it's a new guest writer, this episode that I picked really does a good job of thinking that through and communicating and really sort of introducing us to important people right now. And of course, I had to end with Queen of Hearts, which is, you know, our blind dating game show that we created with Wondery. It's hosted by Jujubee, who's an incredible queen. You may know her from RuPaul's Drag Race and Dragnificent. She's actually a Boston-based queen, which is one of the reasons we love working with her. And it was a really big challenge for us to put this together. Not only do you need to like have an entertaining show, but you need to create a sense of gameplay. And that for me was totally new. How do we create stakes? What's the tension? What keeps people playing? So the basic understanding of this show is that we have a single person and we introduce them to three possible connections. And we only play like 10 to 20 seconds of a cut for each person. And then they are immediately forced to eliminate one person. from the three. So they're left with two people to talk to. We bring those, everyone's waiting on standby. We bring the remaining two up, and then we play a series of games. And a lot of these games we have created because, I mean, there's only so many times you can play Would You Rather. So another reason to really check it out is to see how we get creative thinking of these games. And basically, these three people play and get to know each other, have a lot of fun. Jujubee is hilarious. And of course, no one is seeing each other. I mean, this is all audio. And then finally, the dater has to make a choice and they choose one person they want to actually see and connect with on a deeper level, as deep as you can go via Zoom. And we turn on the cameras and everyone can see each other. And it's interesting to see how the vibe changes. But it's a totally inclusive, sex positive show. Each season takes place in a different city. Season one was LA, season two, New York, season three will be Miami. And the hope is that people actually meet up. So we have a lot of really fun after dating stories that we can give you to keep it all real and sort of in the family and understanding like how these encounters shake out in real life. So anyway, I heartily recommend that you check it out as long as there's everyone around you is 18 or over or super, super self-aware because it is a really fun sex positive show. Those are my picks for the week. Again, you can follow Rococo Punch at Rococo Punch, R-O-C-O-C-O Punch. And it's always a pleasure to be able to share some of our picks with you. Thanks and have an awesome 2023.
Thank you to Jessica for curating this week's list of podcast picks for Earbuds and for sending in that voice clip. I love when podcasts play around with what's possible in audio entertainment, and I think game shows are a great way for listeners to be entertained and to learn something new. Jessica's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode so you can grab them easily. You can also find them on our website, earbuds.audio. Are you interested in curating a list for us? Here is how our newsletter works. Each week, we pick a curator to create this 5 podcast episode list for us. As a curator, you submit a list of your favorite podcasts and also record a voice clip to tell us about those podcasts. Anyone can curate a list. Find a link to the curator application form in our newsletter. Now it's time for our spotlight pick. Along with our weekly 5 podcast recommendations, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, you can get your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website. We have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting a podcast called Skyline Drive. In Skyline Drive, host Mangesh Hatigdar dives into the ways astrology presents itself in modern society. From NASA employees who keep their belief in astrology in the closet, to world leaders who've used astrologers to guide foreign policy, to Moneyball statisticians who use astrology more than statistics to build baseball teams. Mangesh tries to decipher why we keep looking to the stars for answers and what happens when you don't believe in astrology, but astrology keeps happening to you. You can find and listen to Skyline Drive wherever you get your podcasts. Next up, we've got a new entry into our podcast Weekly Flow. Welcome to the fiction podcast pairing. New in 2023, we have partnered with Realm Media. They're going to be pairing a fiction podcast with our theme each week. And this week, since it's all about game shows, we're featuring the show Epic, Control, Alt, Destroy. Here's what Realm says about this show and why you should listen. Game shows, you say? Here's a show about the most dangerous game of all. Firefly's Summer Glau stars as Tandy, a video game designer who ends up trapped in her own virtual game, where nations compete and losers face catastrophic consequences. Find and follow Epic, Control, Alt, Destroy wherever you listen to your podcasts, and learn more about Realm at realm.fm. That's realm.fm. Next up, here are some things you might love if you love podcasts. This week in Podcast the Newsletter, Lauren Passell shares an article she wrote for Lifehacker about the 13 best new podcasts of 2022. You can find this list, which features Normal Gossip, Mother Country Radicals, Bone Valley, and more, in our show notes. Next, we have a few new posts on the Earbuds blog that you can check out. First, I shared 30 podcast episodes that I loved from 2022. This is sort of like your typical year-end best of list. However, there is a little twist, and you can find that list and the twist in our show notes. And next up on our blog, Catherine Mahler writes about 10 ways to discover new podcasts. Shout out to Podcast Delivery, Pocket Casts, Podcast Networks, and more. You can find these posts at earbudspodcastcollective.org/blog. And speaking of the blog, we want to feature you in our next post. In the show notes of this episode, you'll find a link to a submission form. It asks you to tell us about something that you learned from a podcast in 2022. Please feel free to share some podcast knowledge with us. And last, I want to make sure that you are subscribed to Pod News. It's a daily newsletter that tells you everything you need to know about the podcast industry. Last week, the editorial team at Pod News covered stories from The Guardian, Pod the North, which is a Canadian-focused podcast newsletter, and Insider Intelligence's recent article about how podcast listener growth may have slowed. You can grab all of those stories and some commentary on them by going to podnews.net. That is it for this week, folks. Thank you so much for tuning into our first episode of 2023. I'm looking forward to another great year of getting to share podcast recommendations with you. It is the best job in the world. Until next week, go listen to some podcasts. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. And until next week, happy listening.